And it's time for our legal buzz, and that means it's time to visit our buddy, John Price. You need legal advice, call John Price. How are you doing, John?
All right. For accident advice, call John Price. I got you, didn't I?
Well, I actually expanded all kinds of legal stuff. We can pick your brain for all kinds of things. In fact, I wanted to ask you if you had seen the story about they're trying to shut down group therapy, which is that legendary bar in Five Points in Columbia. You went to USC Law School. Did you ever go to group therapy?
Oh, yeah.
I went there a few hundred times. That's a fun place.
A very fun place. And, you know, we hung out a good bit at yesterday's. And an elbow room and so forth. But group therapy was kind of the late night place back then. I mean, I think they stay open past, you know, the normal hours legally. I mean, so... But it's a fun place to be. Yeah.
That is a great place to be. But I hate the fact that you've got the Columbia Police Department trying to close them down. They're saying it's a drain on their manpower. You've got residents led by State Senator Dick Harputlian trying to shut it down. You even have this University of South Carolina saying that it's a danger to the wealth, the healthiness and the stability of their student body. So. I mean, I love group therapy. I love that place.
It kind of helped me maintain a little bit of my health while I was there. You know, law school could drive you crazy sometimes. You just had to get out of there, get out of the refined environment of discussing all the philosophy of law school and relax for a little bit. So, but you know, an attorney at our firm, Mark Redmond, actually worked at group therapy for several years. I think he was the... I think he helped manage the place.
Well, can we call Mark up?
I don't see why not.
Let's call Mark here and see. Okay, hang on.
Be in the office. I know that.
Let's see. Mark Redmond. It's Richard Todd and John Price. How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's your connection? Did you work at group therapy?
Well, I grew up in group therapy, but I worked there when I was in law school for about 3 years, just kind of the daytime manager, kind of keeping track of things.
Wow, my brother Heath worked there for 5 years, and I think anybody who's ever gone through Columbia at some point or another at USC, like John Price when he went through law school, went to group therapy, and it's a shame that you've got the neighborhood, really the residents now, kind of complaining and trying to shut the place down because of noise and traffic and people and, you know, just some incidents. I mean, I don't remember there really being many problems when I was there back in the 80s and early 90s.
I always thought they ran a pretty tight ship. They didn't put up with a whole lot of malarkey.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, John, if you're a resident, because the same thing could be true, say, for the Park Circle area in North Charleston or even Avondale, West Ashley. When you have a home, you have an apartment, and all of a sudden you're getting some noise from some businesses. How do you handle that legally if you're thinking, you know, I want to do something about it?
Well, I'm not a zoning ordinance attorney or a noise ordinance controller environment lawyer either, but I guess you notify the authorities and you notify your city council and vice versa. But, you know, the thing is, group has been there for so long.
1978 is when that place opened up.
Yeah, I mean, it's been there for so long. It's kind of like an institution. I don't understand why the sudden revolt from the property owners around there. And for that matter, it was a fun environment and somewhat boisterous in there with loud music. But I don't think I'd ever recall the police ever coming out.
I don't either. Mark, when you were there, do you remember any kind of things like that?
No. I mean, the only time I would ever get a call would be in the middle of the night when somebody would try and break in and the alarm would go off. We really never had many incidents. We kind of handled it in-house.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing is that now we're seeing more growth in all of these different areas. And I mentioned some here in the Lowcountry with Avondale, West Ashley, and Park Circle in North Charleston. And you've got the houses and the apartments and then these businesses, and they're kind of butting up against one another. So that's going to cause some legal issues at some point or another. I'm just wondering what kind of recourse there is since they seem to be they've closed a number of other establishments in Five Points as well for the same kind of reason. So they're kind of on a crusade.
Well, and I think the neighborhood around that area has come up a lot from what it was when we were young.
Right, but if the bar was there in 1978, wouldn't that, I mean, it was there before the houses and
stuff. I think, Richard, you're hitting the argument for both sides right there. You know, the bar, which came first, chicken or the egg? I mean, that environment was there. It's been long established there. Evidently, it's a good business environment. The city has been making money off of these places for years, whether it be in business taxes, local economy. But now some developments come. So, and you got homeowners who are paying money, and they're entitled to a little bit of peace and tranquility to some extent in their homes. But which came first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, if you You buy a high, if you buy a condo in the middle of the city, you can't suddenly tell the bus service to stop pulling up at your outside your window every morning.
Exactly. If you're living in an urban area, you're going to get noise and traffic and people. Yeah.
That's what woke me up when I was in law school. Was the bus was right by my fifth floor apartment on Colonel Oil Arms. We had no air conditioning, so the window was open, and the bus would be at 5 o'clock in the morning picking up passengers there, and that gear would wind out forever, pulling off it. I mean, you know.
And then the trains would come by.
Oh, the trains. Well, they know all about that in Park Circle in North Charleston, that's for sure. But, Mark, you got any stories that you can share from group therapy?
Well, my favorite story is I love to tell people that I met my wife in group therapy and wait for their reaction. Most people don't know what group therapy is.
Well, if you met your wife in group therapy, it was before midnight, right? Because you know how things happen after midnight in group therapy. So
Now, Rich.
It was definitely before midnight.
Okay. All right. That's good to know, man. Well, Mark, you know, it's interesting to hear about how, once again, progress, things changing faster than our ability to cope with it sometimes. So, Mark, I appreciate your input as a former group therapy person.
And if you see his, if you ever see his wife, you'll see he made a very sober decision because she's one beautiful woman. Yeah, his lens was not distorted at the time.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Well, hey, Mark, thanks for the knowledge, buddy. I appreciate you joining us, man, okay?
All right, thanks. Nice talking to you, Richard, and I'll see you soon, Johnny.
All right, thanks, Mark. There we go. So John, let's say that you have an issue with maybe a neighbor had a Super Bowl party that was a little bit too loud. They're parking on the grass in your yard next door. Those kinds of things like that. I mean, can they get in touch with you for that kind of advice as well?
No. No, I don't want to get involved in that.
That's probably a smart move there, buddy.
For accident advice, call John Price. 1-800-TNT-HELL right here in beautiful North Charleston, Somerville. Thank you.
And we're going to continue the conversations about group therapy off the air because some scenes may be too intense for younger listeners.
Without a doubt.
And that is your Legal Buzz.